Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. Five of them, the proper, are on text particular to the day of the church calendar, and five others called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass, by the preeminent early 16th century Franco-Flemish composer Noël Bodveen, his Missa da Pacem, Give Peace in Our Time, O Lord. A contemporary of Josquin des Prez, Bodveen had a strong reputation until well after the middle of the 16th century. That some of his works have long been misattributed to Josquin, the most renowned composer of the age, is indicative of his skill as a composer. The pieces called the proper are so called because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today we'll hear two of these, the gradual, sung after the first reading, and the communion, sung while the gifts are distributed to the congregation. I found a beautiful motet setting for the communion. The gradual will be sung in traditional Gregorian chant. But we will enjoy all five parts of the ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, in the form of Noël Bodveen's Missa da Pacem. So let's get started with our Kyrie from Monsieur Bodveen's Mass. The performers are the superb Talus Scholars from Great Britain.
Thank you.
That was the Kyrie of today's Mass Ordinary by Noel Baudvayan. That, by the way, is spelled B-A-U-L-D-E-W-E-Y-E-N, Baudvayan. The Gloria follows directly after the Kyrie, so here again are the Talus Scholars with Baudvayan's Mass.
Oh,
We've heard the Gloria, or greater doxology, of the Missa da Pacem by the Renaissance composer Noël Bodevillain. Now we come to the second part of the proper, the gradual. Its text is Laetatis Sum, I rejoiced when it was said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. We hear this in traditional Gregorian chant sung by the monks of Ampleforth Abbey in North Yorkshire. That was our gradual for today, Laetatis Sum, sung by monks in England. Next up today in the order of our Mass comes the Credo, or Nicene Creed. Here again are the Talus scholars with Noël Bodevillain's Missa da Pacem.
Yeah.
We've heard the Credo from Noel Beaudevin's Missa da Pacem. And that brings us to the penultimate section of the Mass Ordinary, the Sanctus, or Holy, Holy, Holy. Again, it's Beaudevin's Mass and the Talus Scholars.
Oh.
We've been listening to Noel Beaudevin's setting of the Sanctus in his Missa da Pacem. We'll continue now with the fifth and last part of the Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Again, it's the Talus Scholars with the music of Noel Beaudevin.
Thank you.
That was the Agnus Dei of Noël Beaudevin's Missa da Pacem. The last official music of the Mass is the Communion proper. This week, its text is Tollite Hostias, Bring Up Your Sacrifices, from Psalm 95. This motet by the French 19th century composer Camille Saint-Saëns is performed by the choir of the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul in Philadelphia. That was the Communion proper, a motet by Camille Saint-Saëns called Tollite Hostias. But although our Mass is ended, and before we go in peace, I have one more treat, a motet by Francisco Guerrero, a 16th century Spanish Catholic priest and composer. He was one of the three 16th century Spanish composers of the first rank, the others being Cristóbal de Morales and Tomás Luis de Victoria. Guerrero was able to capture an astonishing variety of moods in his music, from ecstasy to despair, longing, joy, and devotional stillness. His music remained popular for hundreds of years, especially in cathedrals in Latin America. Stylistically, he preferred homophonic textures, with all the voice parts singing the same words at the same time. Guerrero's motet is called Simile Est Regnum Caelorum, from the Gospel of Matthew. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. The singers of this motet are the ensemble called Musica Ficta, a Danish group.
Oh.
We've heard Francisco Guerrero's motet, Simile Est Regnum Caelorum. And with it, we must bring an end to our program for this afternoon. I hope you've enjoyed the chant, the motets, and Noel Beaudevin's Mass Ordinary. And I hope you'll tune in next weekend as we celebrate the 25th Sunday in Ordinary Time. You can listen again to this program by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com and choose the Glory of the Mass 211. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a pleasant Sabbath afternoon.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit the Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.